Come on, let's see something. Oh, yes. Ooh. Ooh. You get so bloody mad at me, you know. You do. You get so mad. I know you do. Don't you peck my finger now or my camera. Okay, go away now, Raymond. Bye-bye. You're so funny. Yes, you are. You're so funny. Goodbye. Don't peck my finger. Ow, you little bugger. I knew you'd do that. I knew you'd do that.
Although crows and ravens are part of the same family called Corvus, they are not exactly the same bird. Typically, ravens are quite a bit bigger than crows, and they tend to be a bit shaggier looking. Both crows and ravens have appeared in a number of different mythologies throughout the ages. In some cases, these black feathered birds are considered an omen of bad tidings, but in others, they may represent a message from the divine. In Celtic mythology, the warrior goddess known as Morrigan is often seen accompanied by a group of birds or appears in the form of a crow or raven herself. Typically, these birds appear in groups of three and could be a sign that the Morrigan is watching or possibly getting ready to pay someone a visit. The Mabinogion are the earliest prose literature of Britain. The stories were compiled in the 12th and 13th centuries from earlier oral traditions by medieval Welsh authors, where we read that the raven is a harbinger of death, and about how the witches and sorcerers were believed to have the ability to transform themselves into ravens and fly away, thus enabling them to evade capture. The Native Americans, usually, but not always, considered the raven as a trickster, much like the coyote, and in the legends caused mischief and are seen as a symbol of transformation. Some tribes knew the raven as a stealer of souls. In the Norse pantheon, Odin is often represented by a pair of ravens. Early artwork depicts him as being accompanied by two black birds. Their names translate to thought and memory, serving as Odin's spies, bringing him news each night from the land of men and mortals. Odin's daughters, the warlike Valkyries, were sometimes said to take the shape of ravens. In the Norse shamanic tradition, Odin's ravens represent the powers of necromancy, clairvoyance, and telepathy, and they were guides for the dead. Since ravens can be taught to speak and have such a complex vocabulary of their own, they are connected symbolically to both wisdom and prophecy.
Howard.
Hello. Yes. Did you hear that?
He said yes. Hello.
He said hello.
Nice way to start a conversation. Ha, ha.
Where were you during the monologue? I got it. Well, 23 is good to do, Howard.
Howard, do a cat. Do a cat, Howard. Meow.
I'm talking show business, folks. All right, a cat?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They're funny. They have certain things they like to say, and Howard likes to say.
He likes to laugh, that's all. Ha, ha, ha.
He likes to say, my name is Howard. My name is
Howard. My name's Howard.
That's always kind of freaky, isn't it, when a bird or an animal, I guess most animals don't say anything, do they?
They usually learn most of the things that they're going to say in their first year, so they learn when they're young.
Well, I have to give him a grape for that.
Yeah, he loves grapes. They like various types of fruits and...
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay. Howard made up for last time. He was really nothing last time.
He was frightened of the boom. He was just about ready to talk, and when the boom came down, he was so worried about looking at the boom that he wasn't thinking about talking.
See, I'll put this, my desk microphone. All right, Howard, my name is Howard.
Crows were also a method of divination. For the ancient Greeks, the crow was a symbol of Apollo in his role as a god of prophecy. Augury, which is a word for divination using birds, was popular among both the Greeks and Romans, and insight into the future could be interpreted based not only on the color of the bird, but the direction from which it flew. So a crow flying in from, let's say, the east or south was considered favorable. In parts of the Appalachian Mountains, a low-flying group of crows means that illness is coming. But if a crow flies over a house and calls three times, that means an impending death in the family. If the crows call in the morning, before the other birds get a chance to sing, it's gonna rain, and despite their role as messengers of doom and gloom, it's bad luck to kill a crow. If you accidentally do so, you're supposed to bury it, and be sure to wear black if you do. Now, even within the Christian religion, ravens hold a special significance. While they are referred to as unclean, within the Bible, Genesis tells us that after the flood waters receded, the raven was the first bird Noah sent out from the ark to find land. Also, in the Hebrew Talmud, ravens are credited with teaching mankind how to deal with death. When Cain slew Abel, a raven showed Adam and Eve how to bury the body, because they had never done so before. Ravens are considered a solar symbol in Chinese mythology. The three-legged raven lives in the sun, representing the sun's three phases: rising, noon, and setting. When the sunlight hits their glossy black feathers just right, they seem to turn to silver. In Japan, the Shinto goddess Amaterasu is sometimes represented as a giant raven, Yatagarasu. In Australia, in Aborigine mythology, ravens tried to steal fire from the seven sisters, the Pleiades, and were charred black in this unsuccessful attempt. To Egyptians, ravens represented destruction and malevolence. However, the Arabs call raven Abu Ajir, the father of omens. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist, and would like to invite you to join me in awakening from a long amnesia. Species with Amnesia, Our Forgotten History. Gods with Amnesia, Subterranean Worlds of Inner. Thank my subscribers who share my posts, as I rely on word of mouth, and I thank you very much for listening.